Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Speak softly, but carry a big stick.
All right.
Every guy wants to be rich, desired, intimidating.
Work that stick?
Well, no. What?
Okay. So a big stick.
You could be this man if you were to buy this car.
What
and you
it?
Would be the envy of every person that lives in the town of Gates and the town of Greece.
Oh, wow.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, Sopranos is one of the most popular television shows of all time, right? And right now, you can own Tony Soprano's Escalade.
Oh, the one that was in the opening scenes where he's driving through the Jersey Turnpike.
And yeah, the one that he drove for three
years. It's the actual one?
It's the one that he, James Gandolfini, the actor, drove while shooting Sopranos for three seasons. It's a 2001 white Cadillac Escalade. There is documentation signed by Gandolfini proving this is his ride. Gandolfini also signed under the sun visor.
Oh, it says autograph.
Yes, it says, thanks for the ride, James Gandolfini. So every time you go to get the sun out of your face, that's a Gandolfini right there.
And he's passed away, so it's...
Yeah, I feel like it's worth more.
Yeah.
You got it. Tommy, what do you think this car is worth?
$150,000.
God damn, how'd you do that?
I don't know.
It's currently listed at $175,000. So you're $25,000
okay,
off.
Okay, pretty close.
So it's...
I just did the Italian math.
Oh!
It's owned by a car dealer, I believe, in New Jersey.
But that would make sense.
And, yeah, they want $175,000 for it. Last time they sold the car, it went for $120,000. Just for perspective, the newest tricked-out highest-end Escalade is $149,000 brand new.
Wow. So you're up on the game.
Okay. Well, no.
So has somebody been driving this? Or has it just been kind of, you know, kept... as like a showpiece.
I don't know, but if you have Tony Soprano's Escalade, you drive Tony Soprano's
Escalade. Yeah, but you're never going to be upside down on it.
What do you mean?
Because it's going to keep going up in value.
Will it? What if something horrible comes out about James Gandolfini?
He wasn't a great guy off set.
No, but I mean like bad.
I don't think it hurts that character. I think it actually adds to the character. Like, let's say he was actually, as a kid, connected to the mob and he did an actual hit.
Oh, I didn't mean that. Maybe you're probably right about that. I was talking.
I think it just adds to the character.
Okay. I was talking.
I think it would come out if he was, like, not a nice guy. I mean, a good guy. Oh. A really good guy.
Would you want to drive this car out?
Sure.
Were you a Sopranos guy back in the day?
I love The Sopranos. Everybody loves The Sopranos.
I've never seen an episode
of
Sopranos.
My God, it's one of the greatest mob TV shows they'll ever make. It was that realistic because... it was like two sides of the mob. Like he thought of this, he had to go home at night and deal with a family.
Yeah.
So he's like mob guy, but he also has a daughter and a son and a wife that's busting his balls.
And go into therapy.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say you got a buddy. He invites you over because I got to show you something.
Yeah.
And there he is sitting in the front seat of Tony Soprano's Escalade. Do you think, wow, that's cool, or do you think he's an idiot?
No, that's cool.
You wouldn't call that guy an idiot.
No,
he
cool.
spent $175,000 on Tony Soprano's 2001
that's
Escalade.
That's a part of Italian history.
Not a good one.
But Italian history is good.
At the same time, though, unless like you're in that car or know the person that owns it, you don't really know that that car is that iconic.
It's signed by James Gandolfini.
But not on the outside.
You're right.
So when you're driving it around... like, it's not like, you might just look like you're driving an old Escalade.
Any famous car is kind of cool.
No, not if you spend...
even if it's bad people, it was still part of history. Whether you agree with that history or not, you have to be in awe of the fact that this thing is famous.
You would drive Stalin's car.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
That's when Russia was putting out quality iron, bro.
Put it in H. It runs, it goes 2 hectares on just a thimble of kerosene.
No, but I mean... I mean, any kind of like car like that from history. I mean, listen, they put these things in museums, good or bad.
Okay, bro, he wasn't a president. He didn't storm a beach in Normandy.
It's from a show.
He's an actor. No, this isn't a historical car.
All right, let's say I got to have the actual Capone's car.
Okay.
Which I think sits in the Smithsonian.
I believe you're right. It's all shot up, right?
No.
Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking of the Bonnie and Clyde car.
It's bulletproof. Back from the day. It was the only bulletproof car in the United States. And they see the government sees it and they have it. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty cool car.
Yeah, but it has
a horrible person.
It has historical significance.
So does Stalin.
And it's a No, but I wouldn't drive around Al Capone's car.
Why not?
I wouldn't drive around Stalin's car.
I would. Man, how cool is that?
How would you explain that to people?
I don't have to.
Yeah, you do.
And it's Stalin.
No, but
you would explain it to people, otherwise you wouldn't be driving it around.
Yes,
like, you would want to brag about it if you're willing to drive it.
Check it out, better than most people in the history of the world. Yeah, I got his car.
I mean, those numbers are debatable.
Oh, for God, don't even start that. Jeez.
Say it's a conversation starter.
Phone number is 226,000. Tony Soprano's Escalade that he drove during the Sopranos for three seasons is for sale, $175,000. It is... has documentation signed by Gandolfini proving it's the ride. It's also signed by Gandolfini under the sun visor. If you pull that sun visor down to show your buddies, you're absolutely a douche.
Right. You don't want to see it?
No, I just like, fine. Oh, yeah, let me get my sunglasses out.
But yeah, as a guy But as a guy that collects things, I'm surprised you're not more excited about
this. I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that every guy I went to high school with, because I was coming of age when the show was on TV, right?
Was that when they were all wannabes?
Yeah, like everybody acted like a Soprano.
Right.
Like, why?
Shut but that's up. How powerful that TV show
no,
was.
No, you went to Mother of Sorrows. You're not in the mob. Shut up. Shut up.
And, you know, this is a town that has famous vehicles. Here now,
for example,
the Batmobile is here. The actual Batmobile.
I don't.
They use
you've
TV
said
show.
This before.
We like confirmed that though.
And what's the one from the Stephen King novel?
The Carrie.
Yeah.
No. That she was the one from prom.
But the one with the car in it.
Darlene.
No, it's not Darlene. Was it a Southern car?
Terlene Reemschneider.
How do you remember that?
You said it so many times.
That's not a busted hoey car. No, but the one from the Stephen King novel is here.
Where?
You
say this, and then nobody ever confirms that they're
here. All right,
here.
So the CGI company here in town,
yeah.
The company, they have a building on Main Street, and the guy collects cars.
Okay.
And I think he has the car.
Are you talking about the car called Christine?
Christine, yes. That's the
so
one.
So the car Christine is here, and he also collects other like famous cars.
Okay.
So, well, yeah, we have a few famous cars here.
Well, he got Sopranos Escalade.
Oh, and I think we had... I may be wrong, but I think we had a guy at one time owned John Lennon's Rolls Royce here. I don't know if they still have it here, but there was a guy that bought that and had it here.
You're making that up.
And Jack the Ripper's moped. The original moped, which was called a pony.
Phone number is 226.
Who's here?
Phone number is 226,000. Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Jack the Ripper's moped.
Stupid.
Christine is at the Auto Museum here. The Batmobile is not here. It's in California.
Ah, anyway, take that, dick.
Well, what's that guy doing?
Every West Side conversation right now, and East Rochester, is going something like this. Hey, Ma, Christmas is going to be a little light this year. And also, we can't donate to the plate on Sunday. And, you know, sauce is not going to be good because, you know what? The lead guy, my hero, my savior, his car is on sale. We got to fit it. We got to get in on it. Forget the Yankees tickets. Forget all the Buffalo Bills tickets. Forget it. This is our lead. We got to go with it.
Jeremy, I know four guys that grew up with it are ripping open their mattresses to get the money to try and buy this car right now.
Oh, you know that they are. They are returning all their Yankees jerseys and stupid hats they've been wearing. You know, trying to get any money that they can.
Okay, yeah, so when you're driving that car,
yeah,
do you just constantly play the opening theme music on a loop? Woke up this morning.
Got yourself a gun.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Yeah.
And you gotta look like intimidatingly out the window with your hand over the
and
front
a pinky
of the steering wheel.
Right, yeah, and absolutely. A cigar.
Jeremy, well, real quick, one car from movie or television history you can drive, what is it?
All right, this is an odd one. The sheriff's truck that Brody drives from Jaws.
The truck from Jaws?
It's not even a truck movie.
I know.
Yeah, that was the sequel. Truck.
Deep cut. Deep cut.
You don't go like the Mustang from
Stupid
Bullet?
You ask me the question and answer the question. What do you want?
All right. Jeremy, I'm losing you, buddy, but thanks for the call, man.
Steve McQueen's car from Bullet.
That was a great car.
The original car chase movie.
And wouldn't you want a car that also looks cool?
That's the Bullet Mustang.
It's a car that's flashy on its own, and it has a history.
Any James Bond car is a good buy, yes. Right? Aston Martin's pretty badass. Right. What about anything Burt Reynolds has driven?
Oh, yeah. You talking about Bandit?
He's been in a couple of car movies.
No, but the Bandit is the famous one, and I think there's a couple of them down in South Florida.
Wait, what do you mean a couple of them?
So Burt Reynolds Ranch in West Jupiter.
Why did I ask?
They turned it into a museum, so when you go down there, the original trailer, the truck that... What, did Jerry Reed drove?
We want to hang up on you now.
It's sitting there, and so is the car. You can go sit in it.
Okay, side question.
Maybe I have.
Side question. Who wants to go to a Burt Reynolds museum?
Me and my second wife.
Okay, you did not go.
Yeah, I showed it to her.
What is it? It's called the Burt Reynolds Museum? What is it called?
It's in Jupiter Farms.
It's called Waste of Time?
No, it's not. It's very cool. They shot a TV. They used to have that game show there, Win, Lose, or Draw.
Win, Lose, or you lost. You're at Burt Reynolds
Burt
Museum.
Convy.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Burt Convy is? They had two Burts at one time in Jupiter. They shot a TV show there with Lonnie Anderson. What?
You spent time at a Burt Reynolds museum. Do they charge admission?
I don't think so.
Okay, if you spent money to walk into a Burt Reynolds museum, what's at a Burt Reynolds museum?
So they have like all the memorabilia from all his TV shows all his outfits.
So Smokey the Bandit, Smokey the Bandit 2, Smokey the Bandit 3.
How about Cannonball Run?
Okay, fine.
Sinatra, the Rat Pack, Adrian Barbeau's boobs. They have her outfit there. Pretty sick.
By the way, you went there even before he was in Boogie Nights. So, like, his best movie wasn't even at that
ranch. So you're saying I should go back when I'm home.
Yeah, absolutely. Go look at all the Tampa Bay Bandits USFL football merchandise.
How many museams you got in Gates, bro?
You don't
even have a Burt Reynolds from your town.
Why? That's not...
Number one box office draw for 5 years in a row in the 1970s.
Let's take
look what you did. People are just calling up now with famous cars.
Okay.
They're just naming famous cars.
Well, I didn't design this bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.